Hey everyone, welcome to another episode and a brand new year on the Engage to Flourish podcast. This is Damon. I got Kyle and we have a very special guest. Welcome back to the pod, Garrett Ka'ai. Welcome back, Garrett.
Thank you. You know, on the way here, I was trying to think about how many times I've been on and I was like, is this like my fourth or fifth time? But I don't...
Too many to count now, man. You're becoming a regular.
Yeah, something like that.
Well, now you're on staff, so maybe we're going to require you to come on more regularly.
Whatever you want me to do.
Hey, I just want to speak out. New year, new intro music. That was a little different. I wasn't expecting that, so it's kind of a nice change.
Okay, so I guess we always go behind the scenes. I was walking into the room, and Garrett was already sitting at the table, and I was like, oh, shoot, I didn't change the music yet. So it's kind of a last minute on the fly. So if you don't like the music, come tell me and we'll switch it back up. But
really? We can actually switch? I thought we're stuck with this for 2026.
Oh, well, I mean, if we give the people what they want. We give the people what they want. So if you guys don't like the music,
I think it was pretty nice. I don't think it was bad.
And I kind of stole this one from Brett too. So
it's one that he had found?
Yes, Brett found it. So even though Brett is not regularly on the podcast as much as he used to be, his influence is still
there.
Here.
There we go.
It's one way that we can remember Brett. Well, anyway, it's been a few weeks since we've recorded. There's been a lot going on. I mean, we had our Christmas break. Some of my kids are still out on break this week, and some are back in school. And then we also have had, three Sunday services plus a New Year's Eve service plus...
Since the last time we recorded.
Yeah. So it's been a lot. And that's one of the reasons that we wanted to invite Garrett on the podcast, because he actually got to speak on one of the Sundays. So in a little bit, we'll get some of his insight and maybe some of the things that he might have missed, or not missed, but not had time for during his message. But
both of you, actually. So maybe I'll be peppering you guys with questions.
But we wanted to give a little bit of a... kind of a softball way to intro the new year, since it's been a while since we recorded. So what was one highlight for you guys during the Christmas break? Garrett, you can go first.
I started golfing.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I did. I'm actually going today after this, but...
Are you?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Where are you going?
Honestly, I don't know.
Oh, are you going? Are you golfing, or going to the range?
Driving range.
Nice.
I played one course and did horrible, which is why I got to go to the driving range. But and I like it.
Oh man, you're hooked, huh?
So did your competitive side come out and be like, I got to do better than this?
Yes, because I was like, this is so horrible. Like, I know golf is hard, but I didn't think I'd be like atrociously bad.
It's funny because I don't know, was that the first time you ever went when I met you, me and my boys met you at the range?
Yeah, that's like the first time ever
swung
a club.
I give him lots of love because I was giving you lots of different instructions and trying, like, golf's like, there's different things you can try and then sometimes just one of those will click and then a lot of things will unlock after that. So I was throwing all these different things at him and I'm watching, I'm like, oh man, that's not it. So then, oh, hey, try this. And then it's like, oh, that didn't work either. So try this. And he was such a good sport. I thought he was just going to be like, I give up. I don't want to do this anymore. But then he kept going and we got more balls even. We hit more. So I'm actually glad that that didn't scar you because I was afraid to leave in that day in the car. I'm like, oh man, I think I gave Garrett too many things. I think I overwhelmed him.
No, it was very helpful. Even when I was playing, I was like, oh man, what was he saying? I gotta lean over a little bit. I gotta make sure to try to get under it. So it was very helpful.
Okay. Well, that's good. Welcome to the club. Welcome to the club of joys and lots of frustrations.
Yeah, it's already kind of becoming a money pit. So
yeah, that's where you have to be careful. Yeah.
How about for you, Kyle?
I don't know. Trying to think what do I want to answer. Okay, well, something that happened over the weekend was we watched the 49ers Seahawks game. So all you 40, are you a 49ers fan?
No.
You're a Cleveland fan.
Yeah.
So you have your own miseries there.
Yeah.
We watched it at the Hino's house because Ezra's a big Seahawk fan, and they're my team too. I'm not as much of a diehard, but we watched that together, and that was a lot of fun. Just people yelling at the TV and like, oh man, do this, and so I'm like, oh, I haven't been in that environment for a while, and it was a lot of fun, and my team came out on top, so that was more fun. That was a fun experience. I think the other one was our staff lunch that we had.
Ooh.
All you can eat. I don't do well at all you can eats because I'm not a volume eater. But that was fun just because the conversation at our table. It was a lot of laughing, a lot of like, I don't know. I ate way too much. I was hurting the next day in a sense. But it was just a good way to kind of wrap up the year as staff and then look forward to the next year. So, yeah, you're probably we could go on that one. But, yeah, there's some behind-the-scenes funny parts about that story.
I'm kind of laughing because, okay, so something that was really funny that happened that day was, so Kyle was sitting at his table, and then all of a sudden the server brings out like double the portions of what they ordered. And so they're looking like, there's no way we're going to eat all this food.
And if you don't eat it, you get penalized. They
and
charge
it,
you.
It was a lot of extra food.
Yeah. Supposedly there was some kind of computer glitch where our order got put in twice, and then all of a sudden we had three stacks of trays of meat on our table, and it was like, oh boy, we're in trouble. So luckily Damon and Garrett's table, they were behind us, or behind me, next to us, and they graciously took some of our load.
But it was funny because we were trying to give the person that was ordering a hard time. Because
we won't say who that person was. It was not me.
Yeah, we were trying to give him a hard time because like, man, why'd you order so much? He kept saying, well, they said you could order every 5 minutes, so I just kept ordering. But it was a lot of food.
Yeah, that was, but it was fun, though. It was a fun day. How about you, Damon?
So for me, after the first week of the break, some of us went to Temecula with some college friends, mm-hmm. and we went fishing 2 days in a row.
Oh.
And so, you know, usually fishing is not a highlight for me because I, in my life, and I'm 43 years old, have not caught one fish.
Really?
Not one?
In the times that I've gone? Nope.
Wow.
Oh, man.
So I'm really good at the I have never game when it comes to fishing, right? Never caught a fish.
But
okay.
not anymore?
No.
Okay.
I'm still at zero. And the fish were like near us. We could see them.
Yeah.
But
nothing
wanted
biting.
Yeah. But my experience was so much different this time than in the past. Because I think in the past I'd get so frustrated by the fish not showing up or not catching anything, not even getting a bite or anything. And just get frustrated, like, what's the point? Is it worth it? All that. But this time I really had a sense of like God's presence and the peace of just being out on the lake and just enjoying kind of the stillness of it. So it's just a very different experience. So that's why it was a highlight, because it was like this. I was on the lake 2 days, probably like 5 or 6 hours each day, and I really enjoyed it, and we caught nothing. And so it was just a very different experience for me. So that's why it was a highlight, because it was not like any other fishing experience that I've had where I left frustrated or anything like that. It was kind of like, oh, that was still a good day, even though I didn't catch anything.
All right. Well, I helped Garrett get his golf game going. Garrett's a fisherman, so he's going to help you sometime catch your first fish. Right, Garrett?
Of course. If you really want to, I can make it happen.
There you go. See, Damon?
I don't know if I want to make it happen, because then I can't use it in the I have never game.
Wah, wah.
But Dylan really likes fishing, so
cool.
Todd has taken him out to the pier and stuff, and he's caught some fish. So at least someone in my family can catch something, even if it's not me. Well, like we said, it's been a few weeks since we've recorded, and there's been a lot going on. So we wanted to give Garrett an opportunity to share a little bit about his experience. This was your first Sunday morning, huh?
Yeah. My first Sunday morning.
His first Sunday morning sermon. And, you know, previously he had spoken on Good Friday, but, you know, this is the first time just getting over a little bit of a cough too. But his first time giving the message on a Sunday morning. So Garrett, how was it for you?
Yeah, so this was the Sunday after Christmas, like our last Sunday of the year message. And I think we usually kind of make that more of a youth service in general, right?
Yeah, in the past we've done a youth service.
Or we've done that a frequent amount of times, but Yeah, so you got to close Catalyst out for 2025. How was that?
Well, I tried not to think about that because I didn't want to give myself more pressure.
That's good. You're smart.
Yeah, but it was good. I've spoken before. Like, I think my very first sermon was in Africa.
Oh, yeah.
And that one, I mean, it was good, but also, yeah. Like, I look back on it, and it's a little embarrassing because it wasn't my best work. But it was good. God used it. But for this one, normally I like to give myself, like, a lot of time. Mm-hmm. That way I could, you know, spend a lot of time on the material and spend a lot of time practicing. Mm-hmm. But this one, right, like, it came at a time where I was super busy. I had all these finals. I had all these projects and papers to work on. And so once I finally got it done, I was like, oh, man, like, there's only, like, a week left until I got to speak. And so I was nervous. I was mm-hmm. super nervous. Mm-hmm. And like I said in my message, I had a topic, but then it just wasn't working. I was really trying super hard to make it work, and it just wasn't going anywhere. And so that was not helpful. I was super anxious, but it turned out well.
So I want to hear the time frame of what day of the week was it when God finally is like, dude, you're doing the wrong thing. I want you to speak on this. Like, what day was that?
It was Monday night.
So this Monday, the Monday before Christmas, and you're going to be speaking on the following Sunday. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was Monday night. And like, I had pretty much spent all of Monday trying to make the other one happen. And so I was like, okay, thank you. But like, now I have like Tuesday and then like Friday, Saturday.
Yeah, because Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, it's kind of like you're super busy, right?
Yeah. I mean, it worked out, though. I hope. You guys can let me know when you see me.
But how was that, like, journey-wise for you? Like, it adds an element of stress, or it puts you in a place where you have to trust the Lord in a different way, because if he says, no, this is what I want you to do, you have to be like, okay, if that's what you want, but this is going to be like a short notice type of change. How was that?
I mean, it was stressful. It was definitely stressful. But also it was different knowing that like what I was doing was like given to me from God. Mm. I definitely had a lot more confidence just knowing that like, okay, if this is what God wants me to do, then it'll work out. Mm. I was just like, let me get out of the way and not like mess it up. But it felt a lot different. It was like, it was still stressful, but not in the same way. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like I'm trying to figure everything out on my own. Now it's, I know that God wants me to do this, and so I know he's going to help me.
Yeah, and I thought it was really cool because it really, I mean, from my perspective, was in line with what God wanted, because your message about the dangers of forgetting really kind of set the stage for what we did on New Year's Eve, which was the importance of remembering. So it's kind of like a 1-2 punch, and I don't think it would have lined up that way if you had gone with your original message. So yeah, when I heard it, because I didn't listen to it, I wasn't in service that day. I was in the back with the Pride. And then so I watched it on Monday, and I was like, oh, this is really a good setup for what we're planning on doing on New Year's Eve. So yeah, I was like, God totally set us up, I thought. Mm.
Yeah, and I thought that was a huge encouragement to me too, right? Because I knew that God wanted me to speak about it, but I wasn't like, you know, I do kind of want to feel like, okay, someone tell me that I did good. But, you know, for me to be confirmed that it lined up with what God is doing in our church, that was a big, big encouragement for me.
Yeah, just tell me why. Why do you want me to switch, God? Like, why? And he doesn't always give us that up front. So you got that confirmation after the fact.
Yeah, and I'm very grateful for that.
Yeah. So speaking of that, like, how was it for you now? You know, you're a week and a half, almost 2 weeks out from it. Like, looking back, like, what kind of things did you learn from that experience? One, just speaking on a Sunday, like you haven't done that before, but then that whole journey of just being obedient and kind of surrendering your will, putting yourself in an unknown situation with the Lord. Like, what kind of things do you see, like, coming out from that?
Yeah, I think I've learned a lot just practically with, like, my delivery and my preparation. I definitely learned a lot. Like, I think I went really fast. Not really fast, but something that I've always struggled with is going fast, and I made it a point to slow down. I could definitely slow down more. But that's, you know, that's stuff that, like, you know, I know that I'll get better at with time. Just some certain things I would have taken out or changed and stuff like that. But really, afterward, getting all the encouragement and people telling me that it impacted them, mm-hmm. right? Really put into perspective that it's really not about me, right? Because if it was about me, then it would have been bad because I would have done something different. But God is going to use me to speak to his people if I'm doing my best to be in alignment with him. And so I'm really glad that I was able to give the message. I did my best, and my best isn't always going to be enough, but God really uses what we surrender to him. And so that's been a big thing, because it's very easy for me to look back on what I said and how I did it and be like, that wasn't that great, or, you know, I would have changed this. And so I've been doing my best not to lose sight of how, you know, God, like, really used me, and I didn't mess it up, essentially. So
yeah.
those are some big things.
That's good. Yeah, I mean, I still struggle with this, the pace. Sometimes I get nervous and then I start speeding up, and I'm like, oh, man, why did I go so fast? And then the being able to critique yourself in a way where you're not demeaning or you're not, like, criticizing, like, putting yourself down, because there's always ways we can improve. But I had to learn how to let the right voices in instead of, like more of, like, the, oh, you screwed up that, or people won't get it because you missed that part or whatever, versus, oh, no, if you do this next time, that'll be even more impactful. And it's, like, more about the journey of learning how to be a more impactful speaker. So, no, that's good that you're picking up on that stuff right away.
Yeah, and it was good, too, for me to, like, go through the struggle and the process.
Yeah, right? 'Cause for sure.
Builds character, but it also helped me kind of figure out my style. Mm-hmm. I realized that what I really like about speaking is just talking about the word. Mm-hmm. Like, I love reading the word. I love the Bible. I love teaching people about it because, mm-hmm. well, it's really good. It's really good, and there are things that have really impacted my life just by, like, reading it. And so I don't want people to miss out on that. Mm-hmm. And I really enjoy speaking about stuff like that. Which is why I kind of chose, like, maybe not a non-traditional kind of passage, but it was more like the book of Judges is not spoken about.
Yeah, I know, when you were talking about Judges, like, whoa, he's busting out.
I know.
Good for you.
I was really excited. I love the Old Testament, and I wanted to talk about something that might be new to people, or at least give them insight into something that they've been reading for a while. Mm-hmm. And so that's the kind of stuff I like, just to talk about the word.
Yeah, I think... for me, one of the things that always comes to mind is that people in the audience don't know if you missed something or if you skipped something or if you made a mistake unless you let them know, right? And I think that's been something that I've always had to think about, because I used to be like that all the time too, just like, oh, man, I messed this up, or, oh, I should have done it this way. But one of the things that someone told me was like, yeah, nobody knows if you mess up unless you let them know. So maybe that'll be helpful for you in the future too. But that's been one of the pieces of advice that has helped me in speaking, probably more than anything else. But yeah. So, you know, Garrett, it was really awesome to see how, you know, the Lord shifted and the direction for you. You know, what were you originally going to talk about?
I was originally going to talk about, like, kind of like a year in review of our church and kind of like looking back on all the ways that, you know, God has moved in our church, right? Like, we just moved into the building, and then, right, like, we had retreat just for me too. I got baptized, right? Mm-hmm. We sent a team to Japan. Like, there's just so many things that God has done this year. Obviously, I don't think that's a bad topic. Mm-hmm. It just wasn't the direction that God wanted me to go.
Mm-hmm. Because he wanted it on Wednesday. So,
yeah.
Those are some of the things that we covered on Wednesday. So it was cool to just see how things shifted, because otherwise it would have been kind of saying it twice.
Yeah, maybe you can share a little bit about the New Year's Eve service for those that weren't there.
Yeah, so for the New Year's Eve service, kind of some backstory behind that too is, you know, now that we have our own facility, we were talking about just different ways that we can utilize it. And, you know, with the holidays coming up, we were kind of thinking, you know, do we want to have a Christmas Eve service? Do we want to have a Christmas Day service? Is there something that we can offer? And then, you know, we were thinking, yeah, a lot of people that would want to go to a Christmas service, they probably have different traditions or things that they've been doing for a while since we haven't had anything. But New Year's Eve seems like one that might be a little bit more open. So we said, okay, let's just try it for this year and see how many people show up. And man, we had a good turnout. We had like, I think close to 90 people. Mm-hmm. Sorry. We were expecting like maybe 40 to 50 and we had like 90. So that's like awesome, right? And then as we were prepping, we were kind of thinking we wanted to do it a little bit differently. So, you know, it wasn't our standard service where, you know, worship in the beginning, message, worship at the end. It was a little bit different. So we rearranged the chairs. We had people facing each other instead of facing the stage. We had communion elements in the middle of the room. And, you know, with Garrett sharing about, you know, the danger of forgetting, Wednesday was all about the importance of remembering. So we went through some of the different things that happened this year, such as getting the new facility, the retreat, those types of things, and just the different ways that the Lord wants us to remember, and some of the kind of the tools that they had in the Old Testament of remembering. So things like setting up a pillar, you know, and in the Old Testament, they would set up a pillar, and anytime you walk by that pillar, you'd be like, what was that for? Oh, yeah, this was, you know, the example that we used was Jacob, right? And when he was coming back and he had his encounter with the Lord, he set up a pillar, right? And so then every time that they would go by that, they would say, oh, this is where Jacob had that encounter with the Lord, right? And so we wanted to just look at different ways that the Lord has called us to remember and some of the different tools that he's given us, and then also to see how, you know, he's made us into kind of living pillars, right? So then when people go by us, they encounter the Lord as well. And so, yeah, it was a good time. We try to make it as interactive as possible. We had some like family worship time where we kind of introduced a new fun song and had everybody do some hand motions with it, mm-hmm. and stuff, and made it a little bit more interactive. And we culminated with our countdown to communion, and it was good. And then we had a bunch of games and stuff afterwards. We had karaoke, mahjong, all kinds of stuff. So just the vibe and the feeling, and at least from my perspective, was really good. So it was a good way to close out 2025 and kick off 2026.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was. It was nice to see different elements, different setup. Walking in, when I first got there early, then it was like, oh, the chairs are all facing the center of the room. I'm like, oh, this is different. And then once people filled it in too, and it was going on, I'm like, oh, I could see us doing this. We definitely lose seating capacity, so we couldn't do it for probably a regular service, but for something in the future, I'm like, oh, that actually has a very unique feel, and I like it. Yeah, and then it was fun. I think when we did announcements, I said that I was going to stay till midnight, and we had 25 people at midnight that we did some sparkling apple cider toast. So that was fun. It was fun to have a good group. We were playing mahjong until like 11:30. We're like, oh, I think we should stop now because we got to start prepping and getting stuff. Maybe it's like 11:40 and start doing some cleanup. But that was fun. I got to learn how to play that. I heard that I learned like the easy way, like just the basics. I'm like, that's fine for me. I want to learn. But it was a fun game. We ended up playing for like about 2 hours total. And it's fun because it's conversational while you're playing. You talk a lot. And, oh, by the way, your son says you don't have enough dad jokes. So you got to do more fun dad jokes.
All my jokes are good.
Apparently you don't do jokes at all. That's what he was saying. So I'm like, oh, okay. No, so I had your son and a couple another young person and some adults, and we were goofing around trying to make people laugh.
Because dad jokes aren't good. My jokes are good. So
dude, my dad jokes are good. They're classic. Okay, anyways. But yeah, it was a fun night and a lot of food. And even around 10 o'clock, I think there were still about 40, 45 people still there. And then, you know, some wanted to get home before midnight and whatever, prep and things. So it was a great first step into that arena.
Yeah, so kind of with that, you know, in the upcoming year, we're going to be trying to utilize the Kingdom Center even more. And there's going to be a lot more, you know, different types of events, trying to see if there's other things coming up. So you know, just to throw it out there, there will probably be something in lines of prepping ourselves for Easter coming up. So, yeah, we're just trying to see if the Lord leads us to utilizing our facility in different ways than things that we've done in the past.
Yeah, and there are things that you can invite people to come out and attend. We actually had somebody found our New Year's Eve service on our website. So somebody not previously affiliated with our church came out and stayed the whole night all the way through midnight and really enjoyed it. And so just, yeah, the more we can offer those types of things, whether it's just the community coming out or we're inviting friends and family, we want to have more of those opportunities. It's our first standoff of the new year. We're both nodding at each other to see who's going next. Come on, Damon.
Well, I kind of want to get Garrett more involved because I know. Feel like we've been talking
That's what I was waiting for. I was waiting for you to send something his way. All right, you're stuck. So, Garrett, what was your highlight of wrapping up the remembering, not forgetting, and now starting into this new year? Like, what's something for you that carries forward?
Well, this semester, I'm like really getting into like my major's classes, and you know, I'm excited about it.
Which is what?
My major's financial planning.
Okay.
And so I'm going to be taking classes like retirement planning, and I already took like investments and stuff like that. And so as I get into that, it's really easy for me to just like get stuck in the motions and just put my head down and work. But you know, something that I need to remember and something that I was preaching about was not doing that, not just taking everything for myself and going, oh, I can do it. I got it. But intentionally involving God in everything that I'm doing, especially because I'm going to be working, or hopefully I'm going to be working with money in the future, right? Money is like one of the most talked about things in the Bible, and it's easy for people and for me to let it consume me and let it become everything that I think about. But as a Christian, right, that's not what I'm called to do. And so as I preached and as I'm done, right, even though I already gave the message, it's something that I try to live out, right, to involve God in everything. Because something I also mentioned when I was speaking was sometimes it's not intentional. Sometimes I'm not, like, cutting God out on purpose. Sometimes I just get caught up in what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And so as this new year starts, I really want to continue to do that, to involve him in everything, especially because what I'm going to be doing is going to be very easy to get caught up in. And so that was my hope. That was my hope that would kind of come across in what I was saying. And I do want to live it out, too. I don't want to just tell people to do it.
That's good.
Yeah.
So good. It's interesting as you're sharing that, I'm like, oh, I'm getting these different signals from the Lord. So I'm putting together a series we're going to do on money, stewardship, finances, that type of thing in May. So I might be having you as a guest appearance in one of those messages. So,
well, now I need to pay attention to my classes so I could actually give something important.
No, it's just what you just shared. It's that idea of you're not doing it on your own. You want to keep the Lord in it, and that's the hard part. And I'll be sharing more about that, probably my own personal journey. I had a really interesting last few weeks, but I'll share with you off air, and I'm sure it'll come out sometime in my sermon too. But yeah, that's the part where you don't want to lose sight. So good job, man. Stay on that track.
I'm trying. We'll see. I have one and a half more years to go. We'll see if I get there.
Well, I mean, a big part of it is just the awareness and having the insight, because if you don't have that, then you obviously don't know what you're supposed to be doing. So because you've got the awareness and wisdom inside of it, that's the big first step. And now it's kind of the accountability of staying on course. And some of that is for yourself, but some of it is finding people to help you stay on track. So you're in a good spot.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And on that topic, I mean, I think that's an easy one to, you know, really have different principles or different things that you go by. But it's like, what happens when God asks you to do something that doesn't follow in line with that, right? Like, so Pastor Barry this past Sunday in his sermon was talking about Jesus feeding the 5,000. And he brought a different perspective that I mean, it's there, but
yeah, no, it was
very different how to look at it, mm-hmm. right? So he was taking the perspective of what if you were the boy, right? So the boy brought his 2 fish and 5 loaves and gave it to Jesus, right? But he kind of dug a little bit deeper into some potentially the backstory, mm-hmm. right? It's like, okay, so everyone was there. There were over 5,000, at least 5,000, and that's the men, right? So if there were women and children, it's probably significantly more than that people. They're listening to Jesus for multiple days. So at that time, people were getting hungry, but here comes a boy who has 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread. He was smart. He packed his lunch. Mm-hmm. He saved enough that, you know, when everyone else was hungry, he still had some. And Jesus was looking for food. So Pastor Barry was asking the question, like, if you were that boy, what do you do? Mm-hmm. Right? Like, you were the one that was smart. You were the one that came prepared. You were the one. When Jesus is asking you for the food, what do you do? Mm-hmm. Right? And so sometimes that can be with us, with our principles and our finances. Like, oh, I did the right things. But what if Jesus asks you, I want you to donate that, or I want you to give it to this person, or I want you to do this with it? You know, it's hard to say what you're going to do until the rubber meets the road, because it's like, it's easy to be like, oh yeah, Jesus, I'll give everything to you or whatever. But until you're actually in that position, it's you don't really know what you're going to do, right? So just to contemplate that, from that perspective, and it's like, whoa, like, you know, that boy, that he had to make a really tough decision. Like, that I don't think we look deep enough into that decision-making process for him. It's just like, oh yeah, he brought his 2 fish and 5 loaves, and it's like kind of like an easy thing, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, but until we're in that position, it's not as easy as it seems, right?
I don't know if you want to share your story that you shared yesterday, but or Tuesday at staff meeting, but no, that part for me is convicting, because that's more my mentality. I want to be thoughtful, think ahead, plan. I'm not an extreme planner, but it's like, in that sense, like, oh, we're going to go somewhere for a few hours. Like, I don't like being hungry. Like, that's not fun. So I'm like, oh, I tell my kids all the time, oh, we're going out here. I'm like, well, take a granola bar with you. Oh, I'm fine. I'm not hungry. I'm like, yeah, but what if you end up staying longer than you thought? Like, just have something. Be prepared, right? So when he said it that way, I hadn't thought of it either in that light. And I was like, oh, shoot. And I've seen that in what the Lord's asked me to do, things that are, like, I guess, contrarian to that way of operating. And it's been hard sometimes. Like, I've obeyed sometimes, and sometimes I haven't, and sometimes I've obeyed reluctantly or with a poor attitude. And it's revealing of, like, how you view your possessions. And we'll get into more of that when I do my sermon series. I think a lot of it's going to focus on stewardship. And the whole stewardship principle is that it's not ours, it's God's. And a steward is like a manager. So we're managers of God's possessions and his, so that's finances, but we're also managers of the time that he gives us each day, and our emotional capacity, our relationships. And so how are we stewarding all those things? And I have my areas I need to grow in, and we all do, but yeah, it was very convicting.
Yeah, so I think it's good that, you know, Garrett, as you're going into these classes with your major that the Lord is highlighting, like, don't forget to include me in all these things, because it's really easy to, especially with the training, with the learning, with, you know, all that going on. It's easy just to fall back on, oh, these are the right principles to follow, or these are the right things that I'm supposed to do. But, you know, what if the Lord is asking you to do something different? You know, so I'll share a different story. So I was having lunch with some of my kids yesterday, and we were eating, and, you know, it's just after Christmas, so they got some money and stuff, and we're just talking about what are they going to do with it. It's like, are they going to planning on buying something? Are they planning on, you know, just saving it, holding on to it for a while? Are they, you know, and just starting to put seeds of plant some seeds about investing and things like that. And, you know, real easy. It's like, oh, I want to invest this, or I want to do this. It's like, okay, that's good. But that's not the point of us talking about it. The point of us talking about it is just to give you your options. But then really, before you do anything with it, you need to ask God what he wants you to do with it. And so, like, you could tell me right away, like, I want to do this. Like, but you need to ask God first. Like, and so just trying to be intentional, kind of like we were talking about, Kara, just as with the kids, like, yeah, these are the right things that you could be doing with it, but that doesn't mean that's the right thing to do with it, because we need to ask the Lord what he wants us to do with it.
I don't think we need to go too far into it, but what's your journey with money and God been so far?
When I was younger, right, I didn't really think about it too much, right? Because when I was young, I didn't really want a lot of things. And so it's like, well, when I get older, like, I'm just going to save all my money because I don't really buy that much. I'll just buy what I need. I was just talking about golf, but as I got older, I wanted more stuff.
You've had a full-time job you've had a regular job for a year and a half, a couple of years?
I was working at Target for a while. Now I'm working at school.
Yeah, yeah.
When I started working at Target, I just saved everything. Mm. And then I started liking cards. And then I started buying cards. And I was like, oh, my money's, like, going away. And so I really had to sit and think about, dang, I'm wasting my money. Mm. And I still want to buy these things, but how do I do it safely? Mm. And so I had to, you know, really think about budgeting and really think about, budgeting, but not just, like, I'm going to buy this and I'm not going to buy this. But thinking about saving and investing and, you know, what I want my money to do, right? And as I was doing that, I really tried to involve the Lord and, you know, what I'm going to be doing with it. Because I have my plans and I have, you know, what I want my life to look like in 5-10 years. And I think I have a good idea of how to utilize my money to help me get there, but I don't know what God has for me. Mm-hmm. And so I really just, you know, the verse that really guided my time was, you know, I don't know the verse, but it's, you know, when Jesus says, like, you are more valuable than the sparrows. Mm-hmm. And God knows that you need all this stuff and he's going to provide. And so just focus on him. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I've kind of, like, had my budgeting stuff, and I know with each paycheck, what I'm going to do with it, but I hold it very loosely, right, because I want the Lord to be involved in it. Mm. And so when I was young, I didn't think about it at all, and now it's hopefully going to become my career to help people with their finances. So I think I've come a long way. I've still got a long way to go, but it's been challenging, but it's been really good.
Yeah. I mean, what you're describing is just being able to have awareness of your needs and your wants, right? Yeah. It's like, oh, I want that. I want that. It's fun. Like those kind of things bring a certain level of pleasure and excitement and joy. But really it's like, but do you need it? And that's where there's a fine line. Like there's some things that you want to give yourself those rewards and have fun with certain things. But when it goes too far and then you kind of squeeze God out of the equation, and that gets a little dangerous.
Yeah, and honestly, money is fun. If you're doing it right, if you're not, like, wasting it, or, you know, if you're honoring God with it, it's fun, right? Mm-hmm. Like, and that's something that I don't think a lot of people realize, right? Like, talking about budgeting and investments, like, there's a element of, oh, this is kind of cool to it. It's not super scary, and it can be if you're afraid of it, but that's something too that I want people to kind of see, which is why I'm pursuing financial planning, is that it could be good, and it doesn't have to be like just a chore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Thank you.
No, we didn't. it's not broken. We're just like, yeah, today was kind of off the dome, so we're just kind of like going with the flow, and yeah, we're just trying to see how we're going to shift the conversation. I guess I'll share a little bit more too, because I did get a chance to speak during this break too. Mm-hmm. And it was we talked about it on the podcast, but it was kind of a last minute type thing, because Pastor Barry had gotten laryngitis and in the middle of the week called and said, hey, do you want to speak? And so I think normally I like to, you know, not procrastinate, but I don't write a lot of stuff down until the very end. But, you know, 3 days notice is a lot tighter than I normally like to have. But yeah, I think it was just a different experience for me too. This past Christmas, you know, being able to give the Christmas sermon, like I felt a lot of weight, you know. And then this year I've gotten a lot more opportunities to speak with multi-gen and things like that. But, you know, just the weight of Christmas is like, it's a very different animal. And so Garrett, I totally feel you when you're talking about like Sunday morning is different than the other opportunities you've had to speak.
Yeah.
But yeah, Christmas was a different animal. And then especially with the, I mean, maybe the short notice was a good thing, because then it wasn't like carrying that weight around for weeks and weeks and weeks, but just this time was a very different experience. But, you know, I do feel like the way that the Lord has been growing me in terms of, like vulnerability and like looking deep within myself and things like that, I do feel like those are the things that a lot of people, came back to me with. Those were the parts that impacted them the most, was being able to share from like a real, like vulnerable place. And people would say that those were the parts that they connected with the most. So I was like, oh, that's interesting. Because, you know, a lot of times when you think of a sermon, it's like, oh, I got to say the right things that are going to connect with someone's head. But then just the ways that people were responding, it's like, oh, it was different because of the ways that it was connecting with their heart in a different way. So yeah, it was just a very different experience for me, but it was kind of funny too, just how everything played out.
Yeah, because Pastor Barry didn't call you actually.
Yeah, Kyle called me.
I called him, hey, how you doing? And then, hey, got something to run by you. So I had to translate for Pastor Barry because he really, like, I think I put the phone right next to him right when we said bye, and he was like, bye. Like, his voice was so shot. So I translated because we happened to be in my office together doing something. And then I'm like, he's saying something. And then I'm like repeating it to Damon. And I'm like being the translator. Yeah.
But he also caught me off guard because he was like, oh, yeah, I have someone here. We're talking about finances.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, that's
because it was the end of the year. Yeah. It's like church finances, you know, the church financial calendar ends at the in December. Yeah. So it's like, oh, yeah, we're talking about finances. We wanted to ask you a question. I was like, okay, what's the question? And it was like, oh, do you want to speak on Sunday? I was like, what? That has nothing to do with finances.
Yes, we have some interesting things behind the scenes. So that's how it transpired. And then after you said that to me later, I'm like, oh, yeah, that probably wasn't the best. I was like trying to be coy, like, oh yeah, Pastor Barry with me. I'm like, oh, I have somebody here with me. And anyways, it was funny. It was all good. You're a good sport, Damon.
But yeah, so that was an interesting journey because, yeah, just getting a few days. Because even then, Pastor Barry was like, well, I might be better by then, but just can you just be the backup? And yeah, it was just interesting. So, but it was good. I felt like the Lord really was gracious in that too, because I do feel like pretty quickly he was sharing with me some of the things that he wanted me to share too. So yeah, it was wild. So Garrett, just wait until pretty soon you might be getting a call on a Wednesday and saying, hey, you're up on Sunday.
Hey, I got one on a Friday one time, so. And yeah, anyways, part of the journey.
But then, like Saturday morning, I started to get a little bit of a cough, which you're seeing still is around.
Play
and I was
out,
like, yeah. I was like, oh, shoot. Like, I'm the backup. And now I'm gonna have issues. But fortunately, it didn't affect me on Sunday. But then, so Pastor, I think Dale had laryngitis beginning of the month, right? And then Pastor Barry got it towards the end of the month. So then I knew I was supposed to speak on the New Year's Eve service. And then that was Wednesday night, right? Mm-hmm. Tuesday, I started losing my voice. Mm-hmm. And it was like shot. Like the kids were like, what's wrong with your voice? What's wrong? And I was like, it's too late. I can't call someone else to do this. So I was just like praying a lot. Like, okay, hopefully this is just spiritual warfare stuff, trying to get in my head. But I didn't cough once the whole evening. So I was like, okay, the Lord took care of me again. So thank you, Jesus.
I was just going to circle back to you, Garrett. Was there anything from your message that you didn't get to share? Any insights? We talked about the journey of it for you, but how about content-wise? Was there anything that you feel like you wanted to add or speak into more about the whole not forgetting? I'll give you a second to think about it, because when you started talking about the whole forgetting people's names thing, I was like, oh, dude, that's so me. I was feeling your pain when you were describing that, and I'm like, oh, I've been in that situation too often. And yeah, so that part, you definitely connected with me on that one.
I used to be really good at names, and recently I've been having a lot more problems with that. Like when I was coaching, I would try to remember my goal was to remember everyone's name by the end of the first practice. Wow. Because I wanted them to like not be able to hide, mm-hmm. right? Like, cause sometimes like, oh, coach doesn't know me. Coach mm-hmm. doesn't know my name, so I can hide. So I try to make it a point to know everyone's name. It's like nowadays, like, oh man, I don't know if I could do that anymore. Mm. Anyway, go ahead, Garrett.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, there's not a whole awful lot just because, you know, the nature of my prep where mm-hmm. it switched up on me Monday night. Yeah. But something I really wanted to drive home was like part of the reason that we forget is because like other things are pulling our attention. Mm. And I really try to, I guess, draw attention to that with the final verse talking about Peter walking on the water, and then he starts looking around and he gets scared, right? And he looks away from Jesus, who's right in front of him, telling him what to do, like, just walk and come to me. If I were to do it over again, I'd probably put more emphasis on there are so many things calling for our attention, right? And all of these things aren't necessarily bad. Mm. Some of them are good. But if we turn to them and give them everything, that's when, you know, we fall in the water. And we don't see Jesus, who's right in front of us, calling us and telling us what to do. And Jesus' way is so much better than anything that we could ever do. I didn't spend a lot of time on it in my message, but I hope it came across. Mm-hmm. If not, I hope you're hearing it now. because I was so quick, like I think I hit everything I wanted to. It's just if I were to go back, I would put more emphasis on that. Mm-hmm. Right? There are so many things that say, look at me and don't look this way and look at that way. And they're not all bad. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's so dangerous, because they're good. But Jesus right in front of us, calling to us. And so that's where our attention should be.
Did Mimo sit over there? That didn't sound like Garrett. That sounded like Mimo sitting over there. Like I can just hear her voice saying all of those exact same things that he just...
And the same train of thought. Yeah, no, that like what you focus on is so important, and the focus can drift so subtly that you don't even realize how far you've turned your attention or your focus to something else. So no, it's a good reminder.
Yeah, so as we start 2026, that's one of the things that we've been kind of contemplating for preparing ourselves for Easter. Like I mentioned earlier in the episode, was, you know, in the past we haven't had our own facility, we haven't done a lot other than Easter, you know. And so this year with our facility, last year Garrett was awesome and gave a great Good Friday message, and it's like, oh, are there things that we can expand upon to help us our people to prepare for Easter in a different way? You know, and one of the things that we haven't ever, I don't want to say haven't ever, because when I said that about the Advent candles, Kyle was like, we did that already. So I don't want to say that. But one of the things that we haven't regularly participated in is the Lent season as a church. And so that's something that we're contemplating. What would that look like for us to participate in Lent together? And that's, part of it is just focusing our eyes on Jesus and recognizing, are there things that get in the way? And so kind of like Garrett was talking about. And so that's one of the things that we're discussing. And, you know, it's going to come up really quick, as Ash Wednesday is middle of February this year. So it's going to come up quick. But I think that's been one of the themes.
It's the middle of what?
February.
February.
So I think that's one of the themes for at least the beginning of this year, is, you know, kind of clearing out some of the clutter so that we can keep our eyes focused on Jesus and participating in that together as one church family and going through Lent. And me and Mama might be coming to talk about some digital detox or some of those types of things too.
See, that's why God changed up your message. He was not just closing out 2025. He was helping you set the course for 2026. Good job, Garrett.
Well, God knows best, so I just got out the way. I just said yes.
Yeah, but sometimes we don't get out of the way, so good job.
All right, well, we're coming up on time. So, Garrett, are there any last words that you, or last thoughts that you'd like to share with our listeners before we close off?
Yeah, I mean, I just want to say thank you to our church. Like recently, right, I've become the intern at our church, and they've given me opportunities to do things like speak, and everyone's really received me well. Mm. All the staff and all of the congregation, I'm really grateful for our church. Mm. Our church has been, like, I don't want to say perfect, but our church has been really, really awesome for me since I was a kid. Because when I was a kid, I kind of was just like, whatever about church, but they were always there. You guys have always been there for me. And so as we go into 2026, I just want to say thank you and to continue to do what you're doing, right? Because what you're doing is just saying yes to God. And that has made a huge impact on my life. And I know it's made a lot of impact on other people's lives. And so I just want to say thank you, because I wouldn't be intern, I wouldn't be where I'm at in my life without this church. And so, yeah, I'm just very, very grateful.
Well, yeah, on behalf of Catalyst, we'll say you're welcome.
Yes, thank you.
No, it's cool to see you step into what God has put placed on your heart and your passions and how that's developing. So, yeah, I think God's saying, and I think he will continue to say, but just well done, good and faithful servant. Just continue to be that good and faithful servant.
And as someone who was one of your Sunday school teachers when you were growing up, I don't think you were ever just whatever about church. I think you have always, there's always been something special about you and your love for the Lord that stood out. So I don't want you to ever think that that's how you've always been, because you weren't like that growing up. We noticed you when you were younger too. So thanks again, Garrett, for coming on. I'm sure, now as the new Catalyst intern, we're going to be asking you on a little bit more regularly. So thanks again for coming on.
Thank you, guys.
And for any of our listeners that are golfers, ask Garrett every once in a while how his golf game's going.
Oh, for a while, I'll probably just say it wasn't good, but please talk to me about it.
All right, and that wraps up this episode. Thanks again for listening, and until next time, may you experience God's heart for you to flourish in every season.